Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, sweet potato season this year is going to be a little sweeter for some South Carolina growers as your neighbors to the north, North Carolina, their ban on sweet potatoes coming from some counties has been lifted. Let's talk about what that ban was and why it's gone.
Well, and you're right. Over 20 years ago, North Carolina did declare a quarantine on our sweet potatoes coming from Beaufort, Charleston, and Colleton County based on their data and also the existence of sweet potato weevils in Clarendon and Florence were added about 13, 14 years ago. But now the good news, the bans that were added in Clarendon and Florence have been lifted.
So what does this mean for sweet potato producers in the Palmetto State?
Well, it does mean that we can ship sweet potatoes from those two additional counties into North Carolina. And North Carolina, over the last, 30 years, has become probably the largest sweet potato producing state in the country. So sometimes their wholesalers or processors are important to our South Carolina farmers. So with the quarantine lifted, that opens up those possibilities for farmers in those two counties.
So it's not necessarily a consumption issue as much as it is a processing issue.
That's exactly right. And the same way farmers don't want a weevil coming from some other state, boll weevil wreaking havoc, I'm sure the same applies in sweet potatoes. So a lot of work by Clemson to do the research, having the traps out. You know, we have traps out in sweet potato fields just like a cotton field with the same purpose to find out if we have the weevils. And this is good news that looks like we've run the weevils out of those two counties.
And you did that kind of the old-fashioned way, if you will.
Well, that's right. You call it the old-fashioned way. About every 10 acres, we put a trap out. We monitor those. By Clemson University, their folks are out from the Division of Plant Industries, and they get out there and monitor those and do a good job. And because of that, this improvement has come along.
Now, the fields that discovered the sweet potato weevil, those farmers were actually asked to not plant sweet potatoes there.
That's right. And then in a radius around it of a mile, just so that it's like backsetting when a fire is going through the woods. You know, you go and set a fire coming the other way just to stop it. The same principle, I guess, holds true here. Laying those fields out plus a margin so that the weevil could be extinguished there. And now we'll try to do the same thing in other counties. I think this year Clemson is going to work more specifically in Beaufort and Colleton counties to see if, in fact, we might could get those quarantines lifted.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.